Last week I spoke about the last movement of Vivaldi's Gloria and how it turns out to be directly lifted from a composition by Ruggieri. This ties into the impression that we have of Baroque composers taking a free and easy approach to copying from each other. This practice that today we would regard as plagiarism was even regarded as a compliment to the composer whose work was copied. But if this was indeed the case, why then did the composer Giovanni Bononcini get into such trouble for plagiarism that he left what was a successful career in London in disgrace? This famous Bononcini incident took place in 1731, when the Academy of Ancient Music in London performed a madrigal by Antonio Lotti. However, it was soon realised that this very same madrigal had been performed in a previous Academy concert 3 years earlier, and attributed to Bononcini. Bononcini protested, saying that the composition was his. Then he went quiet, wanting to turn his back on the whole matter. But Maurice Green, a fellow composer, took up the cudgels on his behalf. Eventually, the secretary of the Academy wrote to Lotti in Italy to find out who wrote the madrigal in question. In the politest of terms, Lotti confirmed that the work was indeed his own, and generously implied that it had been improved by Bononcini. Defeated, Maurice Green left the Academy, and Bononcini's reputation suffered to such an extent that he left London and returned to the continent. But there's more to this episode than plagiarism. Audiences in London at the time had formed two camps, the fans of Handel operas and those of Bononcini's operas. It was a socio-political division more than a musical one, with the Tories supporting Handel and the Whigs Bononcini. Tweedledum and Tweedledee, as the contemporary poet John Brydon called them in his satirical verse. The plagiarism affair swung things firmly into the Handel camp. Here's the first section of that controversial madrigal by Lotti, In una siepe ombrosa. It's an analogy of earthly beauty. This is like a flower surrounded by sorrow, that is the transience of life. It's written for five voices and demonstrates that Lotti was rather partial to the tension of a good suspension between voices. Il compresso barocco are here led by Alan Curtis.
Quando il sol, quando il sol, quando il sol.
That was the beginning of Antonio Lotti's madrigal in Una siepe ombrosa, performed by Il Compresso Barocco.
FMR 101.3 FM.